And it's always damn happy when you can come in on a victory was on a victory Friday.
You don't get two victory shows a week very often.
Well, we do.
We got a victory Monday and a victory Friday.
Yeah, man.
What a treat.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, what a damn atmosphere.
Whew.
I mean, the Atlanta Falcons fans showed up and showed out. This morning I got up, saw all the videos outside the stadium when leaving and everything. There ain't nothing, and I'm saying that, yeah, I'm biased, whatever. There's nothing more fun to look at than watching Atlanta Falcons fans win a damn football game.
That's right.
Nothing
That's
more
right.
fun.
And we say it.
ATL.
We've said it all. Hearing that in the background on the broadcast last night is like, what?
ATL.
That's so great. there's nothing better than this city and this city sports fans when they have something to cheer for.
Yes, man.
When you give them a reason to show up and show out, like you said, and they did last night. It was loud as hell in that building. It was a party afterward.
Yeah,
and Falcons game was a party.
Yeah, they did.
That's one of the most fun football games I've watched in a while.
Yeah,
like
man.
Back and forth and so much offense. And I mean, obviously, it's 100 times more fun to talk about a win. But however that game played out in overtime last night, I was at some point going to mention just how entertaining that game was, especially for a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Thursday night games tend to be
stankers,
grimy, and that's kind of what I expected last night to be. It was not. It was a lot of offense. And, I mean, most notably, the quarterback who goes for 509 yards. The night they put Matt Ryan's name in the Ring of Honor, he goes, "All right, Matt, let me show you what I can do."
Unbelievable.
He goes out there and passes for 500 yards. The Falcons get the win in overtime, and there's a lot of positive to talk about.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's the first thing. First and foremost was that Kirk Cousins, he threw for 500 yards, and he was in that zone, man.
Yep.
He really, really was. And I thought, and I'll give – you know me, I'm hard on him, but I'll give credit where credit is. I thought Zach Robinson called a pretty good damn game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the biggest thing that he did was the tempo. Keeping Todd Bowles' defense on the field, not allowing them to get in those exotic looks and everything like that. I thought Zach Robinson. I saw a couple of them screens, and it's crazy. It's crazy when I'm sitting there and I know when they're going to do it. They're always going to do it on the first. They get a penalty on first down, and it backs him up. He's going to do that. And rightfully so. You want to get some of that yardage back and everything, but it's crazy that I'm sitting there and I called it out. And so, but I thought he did a great job calling plays last night, getting everybody involved. You know, I was having fun with Kyle Pitts, but just run them. Just let him run. Let him get free ground. All right. And you know, it's 4 years in. He is what he is. All right. But the one thing the boy can do, he can run.
Yeah, there's no question that he's very good when you put him in positions to do what he can do best, like they did last night.
Yes.
And look, we talked about this throughout the week. Like, maybe there's something to feeding him early and getting him in the game, feeling in rhythm, involved in what they do. What I mean, whatever, it is what it is. It seems like that's the case with him. So for them to go to him immediately off the bat and get that huge play, and I don't think it's because they're listening to the narrative about using Kyle Pitts. I think it's because Kyle Pitts is a really good player and they want to get him involved in the offense. But whatever, immediately to address that and get him in there mentally locked in, he goes for 7 catches, 88 yards. That's, you know, that's a Kyle Pitts type game.
Yes.
Like, that's the type of performance, the type of game you expect to see from Kyle Pitts. Darnell Mooney had an incredible game.
He was outstanding, man.
Of course, the moment at the end of the game where I know he's very thankful that they were able to.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because if he catches that ball, the safety was on the ground.
Yes.
Safety fell down.
He's gone.
He turns around and he waltzes into the end zone. He's got 3 touchdowns, 150 yards, and he's the player of the game. Saves us a little bit of drama at the end of the game as well. But he didn't. Still had a great game with 9 catches, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. That grab he went up and got in traffic was Kirk Trussem. Kirk Trussem, we talked a lot about trust this week and whether or not guys have earned it and guys haven't and all that kind of stuff. I think a lot of receivers earned trust last night. Darnell Mooney's got it. He trusts him.
But we talked about this all during camp with this relationship that those two guys had. A lot of people saw that and everything like that. Yeah, but he was outstanding. I mean, what a great play. The touchdown on the option route. I mean, and we're talking about that throw is so hard for a quarterback who is right in the pocket to throw all the way to his left. That's such a hard throw. He makes the throw. Darnell gets into the end zone. Drake London was outstanding. Drake London was outstanding, got dinged up, and it's crazy. We say next man up, and the next man was Cordell. Cordell Hodge, he comes in, and it's the crazy thing was, is every time he came in for Drake, he caught a ball the next play.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's like, well, we got a play designed for Drake, so.
Just throw it to him.
Throw it to Hodge.
Throw it to
See
Hodge.
What he can do.
Throw it to Hodge.
2 catches, 67 yards. Obviously the biggest play of the game, the game-winning play.
Yeah.
There was some other plays down the stretch that were big, too.
It was.
I did not know that he could do that. I did not know that Kadarius Hyde could catch a pass like that, turn it up the field, and outrun five defensive backs. Only he knew that.
They didn't know that. Eliminate angle.
I don't think they would have tried to tackle him the way that they did if they knew that he had that speed.
I think they were like, oh, damn.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah, man. But
he's gone.
Everything was great. I mean, the ball that Kurt threw, the opposite shoulder, where away from the defender, where you give him an opportunity to spin around. I did not see that coming, but, I mean, they saw something. And we're talking about the film study and who's the personnel in the game for Tampa. Something over the middle. All right. Kurt,
oh, yeah.
He had over 300 yards throwing it over the middle. All the Drake
safety's
London.
Hurt.
Safety's hurt.
Yeah.
And you attack
Took
it.
Advantage
you
of
attack
it. Yep.
it. That's
yep.
the same thing when we talked last week. You remember the last drive? And we were like, well, why are they throwing the ball outside? I don't have no clue. I almost threw the ball away. Threw the damn game away. But then you look at it from a standpoint where you got to get fast field goal. And I was going to talk more about it. Fast food, like that was run to perfection. This is something that you do on Friday. No timeouts.
Which are you talking about?
You got to get up and spike the ball.
The game tying field goal? Okay.
Got no timeouts. No timeouts, and you got to get in field goal range, but yet you can't get tackled in bound. Because the thing about it is, the hardest thing is when it's time to spike the ball, you got to get everybody set.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And so once everybody be on the line, all these different things.
Because if there's one guy not lined up, that's a penalty. Lined up,
right, it's a penalty. The game's over. And so they were able to do that, spike the ball, and get up and kick the field goal. But just an overall, they were 6-14 on third down.
Beautiful.
They had 81 plays to 51 plays.
Beautiful.
They had 33 minutes of time possession, 27 minutes.
Beautiful. Everything we asked for. Everything you wanted this team to be able to do in order, especially offensively, to get that operation going, they did it. And it's obviously it's why they won the game. I know they gave up quite a few yards. I know they didn't have a great day.
No, they did not.
Defensively stopping the run, and a lot of that came on a couple chunk plays.
But
they only gave up two field goals in the second half.
Yep, that's the thing.
And they did a nice job getting stops, especially at the end of the game, to get the ball back to the offense.
Turnover, Jesse Bates knocking the ball out.
That guy. And I know Kirk's going to get all the headlines, and he should, for what happened last night. I mean, 500 yards and all those touchdowns, all that stuff. Jesse Bates is one of the best players in football.
Yeah.
Like, all he does is make plays.
And the thing about it is that because they were running the ball, it brought them out of that damn too high shell. And that's what I love more than anything. They got to a point where we're going to bow up and we're going to stop the run. We're going to try to trust our corners and all those. They helped Mike Evans had went down late. But at the same time, that's a them problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
He was pretty good in the first half.
Yeah, that's a them problem. But I think the biggest thing was that they were able to come down. They got to These linebackers got to make more plays, dude.
Yeah.
They got to make more plays. Kaden, they got to take better angles, better run fits, and everything like that. But to hold them to 6 points in the second half was outstanding.
I didn't realize quite the extent that they were going to miss Troy Anderson. They really missed Troy Anderson because then Kaden has to slide into that spot.
Yes.
He's not really that guy.
Yes.
He's more of an outside guy, so he's doing that. I thought J.D. Bertrand had some nice moments. Had some bad moments.
Bad moments, but I tweeted it out. They tried to pick on him in the red zone with the H angle. And I said, oh, that's that film study that he told us about. That young man knew the play, knew what they were going to run, had an outstanding play by him. So I always want to give props where they are. But he's a young player. And you saw him, he was a little lost in space and everything. 33 when he came in. It's like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
They were like, well, why is he on Mike Evans? Well, that's what they're whatever, Mike's in the slot. I don't understand why AJ didn't go with him either. But that's not the case. You out there, you got to damn perform. Yeah,
and they picked on him.
They picked on him.
They saw him out there as the next man
Ooh,
up. And they
there's
went after,
my.
And honestly, I mean, I think they were right to pick the flag up, but it's a good thing they picked that flag up.
That would have been disastrous.
I don't know who's behind him, but the next man up might have been the next man up at that point. What was going through your mind when. Because they went to the two-minute warning,
right?
They go to the two-minute warning. They're discussing it. It's 4th and 15,
mm-hmm.
way backed up. You have all your timeouts.
Yep.
And they came out, and they came to the line. What was going through your mind on 4th and 15?
I saw why he did it.
Okay.
Yep, that was my thought. Because at first I said, punt the ball, pin him back.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, I was like, I see why he did it.
Which is why?
He trusts his defense to get the ball back. But more importantly, if they kick a field goal, you still have one possession.
Right.
And so we got timeouts and everything, and I thought the Bucs' drive was awful.
Awful.
Falcons had a lot to do with it, but I thought it was an awful drive, forced them out of field goal range, having to punt the ball, and then you know what the deal is. You get the ball as far as Kirk Cousins, you go down, and you got to find a way to get in field goal range, no timeouts. They're playing the sidelines. You're down to 12 seconds, and then it's like, okay, Bucs helped them call that timeout. Then you're like, okay. They're not going to let us throw the ball outside. We need at least 15 more yards.
They knew exactly how much time that play took.
We did. And then you go in there, and it's like, okay, catch it. Now, I wish Drake would have went down earlier.
Because he was fighting a little bit.
Get out. But they got down just – and like I said
– when that ball got completed, what goes through your mind? Because I was like, oh, God, that's where the game ends.
All I said was get out. Yeah. Okay, and the thing about the Falcons were they did everything right, just like they did in the damn Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
Get your ass up and let's get set. Ain't no celebrating, ain't no nothing. Make sure everybody's set. And usually in that time, it's always if you're on the right side, you're on the ball. All right? And the thing they change now is that you got to be looking like you're making in a football position or whatever. But, I mean, for them to get up and get down, get set, get it spiked, because that's the most important thing, getting set and getting it spiked.
I don't think I've ever been more fired up for a spike.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they all – everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do. Every lineman was lined up. Yes. Kirk gets the ball, bang, on the ground, 1 second left. He goes to the sideline, him and Raheem celebrating, rightfully so.
Yes.
Kind of annoying they had a delay of game to push it back a couple of
yards. And
that was
my thing. Like,
come on, guys.
Man.
I know it's very exciting. You got the spike.
Man.
You got to kick the field goal now. You got,
dude.
But Koo makes it.
If he would have missed that damn field goal because of that damn delay of game.
Very frustrating. It would have been very frustrating, but he didn't. Missed a field goal earlier in the game. Got one blocked. I don't know if that was his fault, but he got one blocked.
Damn fault. You always take the inside gap first, Storm.
Not the best day for the special teams, honestly, overall.
Oh, cover
team's
off.
But you know what? He made the kick when it mattered most, and they won the football game.